this universe. Something isolated? Ah! There is, if there is something, which we call them non-living stuff, they are like this. Non-living stuff, no matter what system, this is the system analysis. This is something that I was teaching in the university. Every system has input and output. Every system reacts to environment. Nothing is really independent. Remember, there are two words that you are not supposed to have it with you. You have to put it out of this class. The first is independence. There is no independence. Interdependency, we understand it. Ecology, ecosystem. There is no independence here. Everything relates to the other one. I'm living in the wave of the gravity of your existence, even. That's how it goes. There is a relationship. The difference is, this is non-living system which has no control on this. Let's say a pound of uranium has no control. Give it 400 years, it will become another metal. It will radiate, it will be something else. Living creatures, they have a control. Let something in, call it food. Let something out, or force something out and call it waste. And for this, you have to learn this. I.
Me.
And that's an illusion. Because you cannot really draw the line. Yes, Peter.
Thou who art apart, thy act is beneficial. Why dost thou lift thy hand to a sacrifice? If there is no benefit in speech, do not speak. And if there is, leave off making objections and endeavor to give thanks. Thanksgiving to God is a color on every neck. It is not to dispute and make one's face look sour. If thanksgiving is only to look sour, then there is no thanksgiver like vinegar. If vinegar wants the way to the liver, let it become optional by sugar. The meaning in poetry has no sureness of direction. It is like the sling. It is not under control.
It will finish the subject very interestingly. Okay, so listen. This silly conversation about doubt, or I don't believe in existence and blah blah blah. Shut up. If nothing is useful, then why talk? If there is usefulness in this universe, everything is useful. But let me tell you something. First of all, the attitude, remember? Correct your attitude. Be thankful that you could understand and you could talk. How be thankful? There is a way of being thankful. How do you thank? By being happy, really enjoying something you are thankful. If you have the life and you have the speeches and you have a sour life, you're not a thankful person. You should be happy. I don't mean eliminate the sourness. The sourness, which is the vinegar is a part of that famous drink, that Persian drink. They mix vinegar with honey. And they call it sekanjabin, which is sekan and jabin, which is vinegar and honey. They call it vinegar honey. That's the old Persian word for it. They say, okay, if you want to be absorbed by a healthy body, at least become that drink. Means, I know you have your doubts, I know you have your pain, I know you have your ignorance. Okay, add the other part to it. Be thankful that you have this dilemma. Be thankful that you have a brain and you could think and you could talk. Let's start with this. Because if you want to be really useful, you have to transform yourself. And by transformation, we mean inclusivity. Include, add something to it. The animal part of you is here, we know, was born, genetically made. That's your physical existence, okay? That physical existence has that illusion of separation. But now with the logic and all this development in the logic and teaching of the masters and all that, learn the other part of it, which is beyond the logic, which is the part that cannot be explained to you if you're full of that doubt and proven to you. It's not talking about I, it's about talking about we. There is a we here. We all in it, with no separation. Remember, we are talking about we, not us. Us is the extension of me. Us is the logical or pathological extension of me in my peer or nation or whatever you want to call it. If I want to divide, to exclude, if I count myself Canadian, means I want to exclude other countries, then I call myself Canadian. That's the meaning of us. But when I say inhabitant of Earth, I do not exclude other countries, but I already excluded the other planets and other beings, right? That we were talking about is me, without the illusion of separation. Therefore should include everything. That's something we are going to find, inshallah, in the future. Now let's start it from the beginning. مرد گفتش ای امیر المومنین جان زبارا چون بیامد در زمین مرغ بیاندازه چون شد در قفس گفت حق بر جان فسون خواند و قصص بر عدم ها کم ندارد چشم و گوش چون فسون خواند همی آیند به جوش از فسون او عدم ها زود زود خوش معلق می زند سوی وجود باز بر موجود افسونی چه خان زود دو اسبه در عدم موجود راند گفت در گوش گل و خندانش کرد گفت با سنگ و عقیل کانش کرد گفت با جسم آیتی تا جان شد گفت با خورشید تا رخشان شد باز در گوشش دمد نکته مخروف در رخ خورشید افتد صد کسوف تا به گوش ابر آن گویا چه خواند این چومشک از دیده خود عشق راند تا به گوش خاک حق چه خوانده است کو مراقب گشت و خاموش مانده است در تردد هر که او آشفته است حق به گوش او معما گفته است تا کند محبوسش اندر دو گمان این کنم آن گفت یا خود ضد آن هم ز حق ترجیح یابد یک طرف زان دو یک را برگزیند زان کنف گر نخواهی در تردد گوش جان کم فشار این پنبه اندر گوش جان تا کنی فهمان معماهاش را تا کنی ادراک رمز و فاش را پس محل وحی گردد گوش جان وحی چه بود گفتن از حس نهان گوش جان و چشم جان جز این حس است گوش عقل و گوش زن زین مفلس است لفظ جبرم عشق را بی صبر کرد آنی که عاشق نیست حبس جبر کرد Are you lost? Because I started from the last paragraph of the last week. That's how you got lost. I am at the page 120 and the number is 1462. The verse 1462.